Welcome to the Compass Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Phil Bray.
It's great to have you in church today. You have to excuse, this is not my normal voice. You know what? I just love how God is very gracious to us. Because on Thursday when I was preparing or trying to prepare this message for this morning, which I'm very excited about, I must say, sometimes you get like in that creative flow and stuff just works. And there's other times where it's a bit stilted or just totally constipated, for want of a better word, just not going anywhere fast. And things were going okay. But I sat and I just said, okay, because one of my prayers that I usually pray when it comes to preaching is, Jesus, if you were here in the flesh, what would you say? Or if you were sitting in the congregation, what would you want to hear? And they're the words that I want to speak from and stuff. So, and I just got fairly loud and clear, just two words for me. And I'm embarrassed to say, but I wish I actually had this happen more. It doesn't, but it was just pretty clear for me. It was that, just two words, stand aside. And so this morning, it really ties in strongly, as you'll find out in just a few minutes. So I'm actually not going to speak for long. But as you know, today, if you're visiting with us, today's a special day because it's actually our schools tour giving day. And so if you're visiting with us, just like any time, really, there's no pressure or obligation to give. But on your seat next to you or near you, you'll see one of our Compass Community Care flyers. Because the schools tour is coming under Compass Community Care, any giving over $2 is actually tax deductible. And it's not why we give to get a tax deduction, but it just so happens on this occasion. It's a bonus. So we just want to have that opportunity to give. Oh, thanks, mate. It is bad, isn't it? But anyway, if you leave it there, if I need it, we'll use it. Thank you. But we do obviously need your details. If you would like a receipt, you need to put your details on that form. You may have taken one home last week. But if you need one or you need a pen to fill that out, just put your hand up and our team will run you one of those. But if you're not aware, the way it's turned out, we actually have three speakers coming. Preston will be here from the first weekend to Wednesday lunchtime. He's here for literally 3.5 days for us because Reggie was asked to do his niece's wedding on the Sunday and can't get here till Wednesday morning. But Reggie's going to get off the plane from LA and go straight to three schools Wednesday afternoon. Preston was gracious enough to come and fill in for Reggie for those 2.5 days, which is pretty cool, really. And Seth will be here the whole week, who is the only white guy to ever make the Harlem Globetrotters. So we've already got booked in. I think it's three parent nights. There's two basketball clubs. There's four youth big events scattered around Melbourne. There's probably five church services that they will speak in within the week. So we're looking at, as a church, and also, you know, we're doing this in conjunction with the churches in the city of Glenara, but very much something that God has called us to just power ahead with. We're looking at impacting in excess of 20,000 young people with a message of hope and positivity that's laced and threaded with the good news of Jesus Christ, although you can't say that in a school. It's just the way it is. But, you know, this is a phenomenal opportunity for us as a church. And I don't know about you, but if I'm going to invest in something, I want it to be a good thing to invest in. I want it to actually bring a return. And I believe that in this sense, spiritually, what we are sowing into through the schools tour is going to have eternal fruit come out of it. And just a couple of reports I've had back, there's like about 6 kids that currently go to St. Mary's Anglican who's on board with us. And this year, actually, one of the kids who came to the youth big event last year and committed their life to Christ went home, then her brother came to Christ, then mum started coming to church and she has since given her life to the Lord and done Alpha and got water baptized just a few weeks ago. So, you know, this stuff works, but the reality is this stuff can't happen without finance. And so when Preston and Seth and Reggie are here and we want you to invite your friends to those services, I believe that everybody should hear the gospel for free. And we don't want to put a charge on it as such. The Apostle Paul said, you know, he actually went and did tent making so he wouldn't be a burden to the churches, which flies in the face of a lot of... Anyway, we won't go there. But it's one of those things that we feel passionately about. So we have this special schools tour giving day, which is today, that we as a church can just give to help cover the costs. In it, we're looking at probably a budget of about $25,000 for the week, which is... about 15 grand all up if we include all the expenses for the schools tour. and the youth big event is about 10 grand. And if anyone's ever been involved in events, you would know that that's very cheap. And if you don't know anything about events and think that's a lot of money, then I'm happy to talk to you about that and where the expenses are in that. But if sadly the world looks at appearances, God looks at the heart, but the world and teenagers look at appearances. And if it's not cool, they want nothing to do with it. And so the event that will be in this room on Saturday the 31st of May is just going to be an absolute cracker of an event. And Reggie and a hip-hop artist and DJ and Bianca and the team have just been doing such a great job with that. So if you're involved in the schools tour in any way, shape or form, and I know Jemima and Ev aren't here, but if you're part of Bianca's team and helping out, could I just get you guys to stand for just a second, please? Quick now. Bianca's doing kids. What an amazing servant heart she has. But yeah, so... So, guys, this isn't a Compass thing. This is your thing. You got to make the shift in your minds. This is not just the church's. No, we've got to take some ownership of this because there are kids that come to this and are going to hear this message of hope in that week that have to go home to abusive homes. They have to go home to a dad that drinks too much and beats the crap out of them. He has to, you know, go home to potentially physical, sexual abuse, girls searching for love, you know, facing abortions because they're looking for love in all the wrong places. And I could get pretty heavy and full on, but I know where your heart's at, so I don't have to try to tell you why we do this and the importance of it. But I think that, you know, like these guys, especially on the front line, need your prayers. And so we just really need to be praying for these guys because there's a lot going on. And we're excited about the opportunity that we have to impact in excess of 20,000 kids in a week. So as far as we know, we're really the only church, even though we're small, that's doing something of this significance and size. And it's not about that. But at the end of the day, every kid that we get to present with a message of hope is a kid that Jesus Christ died for. And that should move us. So we're going to have that opportunity. So if you're ready to give, I'm just going to just pray and then we're just going to give. Father, we just thank you this morning that, Lord, you are a God of opportunity. That, Lord God, as we place our faith and trust in you and what may appear to be a small opportunity to begin with, opportunity makes way for opportunity. And as we're faithful in the little, Lord, you trust us with more. And we thank you for your hand of blessing that's been upon the schools tour to see it grow from 8 to 22 to 32. And already this year, we're looking in excess of 40 assembly programs and parent nights and stuff already. And others still to book in. So, Lord, that's only happened because of you. It's only your grace. It's only your wisdom giving us the strength and creativity to do this. So we just want to bring you all the glory and praise. And so, Father, we give to help meet the practical needs associated with this tour. And so we give this today out of a heart of thanks and appreciation for all that you have done for us. And I pray your blessing upon this finance in Jesus' name. Amen. Cool, guys. Well, we thank you so much. And obviously, if you want to be involved in either the setup or the pack-up, which will be on the Sunday, the 1st of June, you need to see Shavantha, Elise or Bianca because many hands make light work. Alrighty. You need that one? Okay. If anyone needs a flyer thing, there's some around. If you put your hand up, our team will run you one of those. But all right. Well, today is... The first in a series of just two messages, depending on where it goes, but I kind of started off thinking it's going to be just two. But this morning, I hope it's okay, but really excited. I want to introduce you to a really good friend of mine. It's a really privileged position I find myself this morning. It's not often that I get to talk, because I mean, my friend that I'm about to talk to, somebody that I met when I was 13, actually, and he made such an impact on my life. And has been such a big part of my life ever since that, you know, it's just been one of those relationships that I feel so blessed. I don't know, have you got anyone in your life where you kind of think it's very much a one-way street? Where it's like, I don't know why they're my friend. I've got nothing to offer them. You know, it's one of those relationships where, you know, there's this guy and he has just been such a loyal friend to me. And one of those people that's just almost annoyingly stable and consistent. You know, just very, you know, haven't copped him on a bad day or anything like that. But, and he's also one of those guys that when I'm going through a tough time, not only is he there and he kind of checks up on me, makes sure I'm doing okay. And But when I ask for advice and try to get his thoughts on a matter, it's almost pretty much every time after it's happened, I think back and go, oh, gee, I wish I would have listened. Does anyone have a friend like that where you just go, oh, man? And it does. Like this person is just so loyal and consistent, so wise. And I just feel so blessed. And in chatting with him this week, he actually said that he's really keen to be a part of Compass Church, which I'm super excited about. And I don't want to be selfish because I'm just not like that. But he did say that he's actually got some time on his hands in the coming weeks and months, that if anyone in this room wanted to actually spend some time with him just to actually get a bit of his wisdom, but he's more than a life coach. He's more than a guru or anything like that. He's more than all of that. But he's very much making himself available and very much in the right way, wants to make his presence felt in our midst here at Compass Church. And I think, you know, that I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited. So, you know, somebody that's made such a massive difference in my life for all the reasons that I've just said is very, very keen to be a part of our church. And so today I'm just really, really happy to introduce you to the person of the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit. You know, I emphasize the person because, you know, we understand through Scripture, the word Trinity is not a word that's found in Scripture, but it's a word that we describe the triune God, that we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, I know already there is alarm bells going off in certain people's heads. Where's Phil, this kind of crazy, charismatic, Pentecostal pastor guy, going to go with this? And today is not about the works of the Holy Spirit. And in a couple of weeks, I do want to take a look at how the Holy Spirit has worked throughout history and how the Holy Spirit is still wanting to be active and functional in and through our lives today. Some people see the book of Acts and the references to the Holy Spirit as purely being descriptive in Scripture, as in it's just describing events that are no longer relevant to us today. But I see it very much as prescriptive, and we can draw theology out of the book of Acts and Corinthians, etc., for us to build and have our lives shaped around those things. And so the Holy Spirit, and yes, I do want to take a look at the whole area of speaking in tongues in a couple of weeks, and a couple of you are rolling your eyes already, but you know that's fine. But as long as I'm the pastor of this church, I make no apology for being somebody who speaks in tongues. And there are some very distinct and clear biblical reasons as to why we have speaking in other tongues. Now, you can come and listen, and I encourage, as we always do, you have to take the Word of God away for yourself to find out why do you think. Because some of you sit here right now, I want to ask you, what has shaped or formed your view of the understanding of the person, emphasized person of the Holy Spirit? Where has your theology, where is your understanding? I think most people don't enter into this relationship as deeply and intimately with the person of the Holy Spirit as they could because of fear. Because we fear what we don't understand. That's human nature. And more often than not, we base our judgments on our fears because we don't understand. Are you with me? And so as you sit here today and as you're already kind of thinking to yourself, maybe it is fear. Maybe it is because of no teaching or wrong teaching. Now let me just qualify that by saying I am not the fountain of all knowledge and wisdom. The Holy Spirit is that to guide us into truth. So that's why you've got to take what I say and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it and to help you wrestle through it so you know where you stand with this vital area of the Holy Spirit. You cannot argue with me that the Holy Spirit is not part of Scripture. He is part of Scripture. But what do you do with him? How does he work in your world and in your life? And I want to explore that, and I really want to look at it from the perspective of today anyway, just briefly, this whole idea of a relationship with the person of the Holy Spirit. Now, I remember there was one guy, I think Paul Wilson, I think his name is, a theological teacher in a seminary in the States. He said that it's like this, the Trinity's like this. We've got the Father who is the executive, we've got Jesus who's the architect, and we've got the Holy Spirit who is the contractor. Now, they're all co-equal, and they coexist, and they all are, the three are one, but they all have their own distinct personalities and distinct purposes and functions within the Godhead. And so we see God the Father as the executive, Jesus as the architect, and the Holy Spirit as the contractor. One amongst many different kind of descriptions of what, you know, the Trinity is like and the functions of the three persons in the Trinity. And so again today, I just want to challenge you. I really want to maybe just leave a few questions with you, is that what has shaped and formed your view of who the Holy Spirit is and his role and function in your life? Has it been no teaching or has it been wrong teaching? And I'm not here to criticize anybody, because the last time we looked at this particular topic, I myself had to take a good hard look at myself, because as a Pentecostal, there was such an emphasis on the speaking in the tongues and the gift stuff and all the crazy dynamic kind of stuff that we all like. But there wasn't an equal balance in the Holy Spirit's role and function in equipping and empowering me for ministry and getting deeper in the Holy Spirit, bringing revelation and teaching me through his word, my reliance and dependence. I was like, yeah, I'm all happy for the speaking in tongues and the charismatic stuff and the gifts of the Spirit to be flowing and functioning. But was I as equally passionate about being empowered for witness and ministry? And some of us like to sit over here because we don't understand that stuff. But I want, as your pastor, I want to challenge you. Seek to understand this stuff. But if you're sitting over here and just saying, yeah, everyone needs to be over here, wake up and get an understanding of what that side's like as well. Because there's a balance in what I'm saying. And so I just quickly want to look at the person of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit has all the characteristics of a person. They'll be on the screen. He possesses the attributes of mind, will. The Holy Spirit gives out the gifts as he wills. He has will and emotional feelings, as we'll come to in a second. He engages in activities like revealing and teaching. So one of my prayers almost at the start of every year is, Holy Spirit, I want to be a student of yours. I want to be a student of you, Holy Spirit, that you would teach me. And he wants to do that with all of us if we're willing and open to that. Because we know that you can live off Phil's revelation for so long, but it's so much better when you get your own revelation. And that's what I want for your life. Witnessing, interceding. He's involved in activities like speaking and commanding and testifying. He has a relationship with mankind. And so because of that, yes, the Holy Spirit can be grieved. He can be lied to. And sadly, tragically, he can be blasphemed. The Holy Spirit possesses the divine attributes of the Godhead, making him co-equal, co-eternal with God. In Hebrews 9:14, it tells us that he is eternal. The Holy Spirit, the eternal Spirit. He is omnipresent, just a fancy word to say that he is everywhere. I love that. Which means he's been watching you this week. He's been with you this week. He's seen what's popped up on your computer screen. He's been there. He's been with you and he's heard the words that have come out of your and my mouth this week. He's been there and he knows what we're thinking. And he loves us anyway. Doesn't condemn us. He doesn't want to beat you up the side of the head and, like, you know, if you're sitting here and feeling guilty and bad this week, it's not the Holy Spirit that's doing that. Because as far as he's concerned, he's already forgiven you and wants you to step back into his grace and start living out of that, because there's no condemnation that arose in Christ Jesus. But do we keep on sinning because we've got this? No, I'm not saying that. One of the other functions of the Holy Spirit is that he wants to give us strength and power. One of the fruits of the Spirit being self-control. So he's omnipresent. He's omnipotent, meaning that he is all-powerful. He's omniscient, means that he is all-knowing. The divine attributes of God, the Holy Spirit contains those and is those. He's been given names, and especially in the Australian culture, we're big on nicknames and whatever. But some of the names of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Promise, Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Grace, Spirit of Life, Spirit of Adoption, Spirit of Holiness, also described as the Holy Ghost. Finally, he's illustrated with particular symbols and comes in particular ways. As with fire, wind, water, he's seen as a seal that the redemptive work that Christ accomplished upon the cross, when we appropriate that in our lives by accepting his forgiveness for us and we ask him to come and be Lord of our lives, the Holy Spirit comes and it's like he puts a seal like the old school letters that used to be sealed with the wax and the stamp, and he puts that stamp on our hearts so that when God looks upon us, he can see that seal, he can see that stamp that's on our lives that declares us as a son or a daughter of the Most High God. He comes and he secures that salvation. He brings it about and he secures that in our lives, and then he actually wants to help us in the outworking of that salvation in our day-to-day lives. He's the oil. He's the rain. And a dove. That's pretty much all I want to say today. No one, because I probably can't say too much more, but you don't have to be happy about that, by the way. I'm secure, it's all right. But I think the reason why I wanted to emphasize the person of the Holy Spirit, I think as a pastor, if I was to be completely honest, I think there is, and I can't put my finger on it, and I was just praying, and I think this is why God wants me to stand aside. And I'm about to do that in a minute. We're going to close the service. And we're just going to give you the opportunity just to come and have that fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit. Hebrews says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Ephesians says that be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's in the present tense. But it's in a tense that it's in the passive verb sense. And let me explain that. It means that me as the recipient, there's nothing that I can do. It's more like about the higher authority giving to me a gift that I don't deserve. And so it's a passive verb in the sense that I am the receiver. There's nothing that I can do to earn it. Jesus said, stay in Jerusalem and I will send the Holy Spirit and you'll be filled with on power to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. So it is Jesus, and even in John 14, he says that I'm going to send the Comforter. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. He's the fulfillment of prophecy, and Jesus is the one who has sent. It's not a matter of, oh, Lord God, you know, if you will. No, he's already done it. He's already poured out his Holy Spirit. So it's more of a just an act of faith to go, God, you want to give me this good gift. You want to give me your presence more in your life. Acts 19 says, have you, even though you've believed, have you received the Holy Spirit? And we'll come into that in a couple of weeks, which challenges our thinking that, yes, when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord of our life, we accept the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we accept Him, and our salvation in and through what Christ has done is secure. And so if we experience the baptism in the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean I'm more saved or I'm a better class of Christian than anybody else. It's a gift that God makes available to those that are open and hungry for it. And it's a gift that He gives us for the empowerment of the Christian life that we're called to live. Because the reality is, being a Christian, being a real one, I'm not just talking about rocking up to church and doing praise God, yep, I look good and everything's fine, but during the week, there's no difference between me and anyone else that I connect with. I'm not talking about that. That's easy. That's easy. Actually being somebody that actually walks with conviction and with a sense of like wanting to walk as Jesus walked. And even when I make my mistakes, I just go, okay, God, you're going to pick me up, dust me off, and going to set me on my way. But Jesus already sent the Holy Spirit. And I can't put my finger on it, but I think there is this sense of familiarity with the Holy Spirit in our church that gives me this discontent. That I think that like, I look around and I see people that find it difficult to enter into worship. I see people that struggle with decision making and problem solving and they find themselves on this roundabout. I see people that are living beneath their potential and they're kind of like living a Christian life, but it's lacking the power that God has made available for us to live in. And as your pastor, I can't stand by and let you keep living your life like that without providing you with what I believe is the biblical solution and answer. Because we're not called to be powerless, pathetic Christians, weak, insipid minority. We're called to be countercultural. And the Holy Spirit is the one that comes to give us dunamis, the power. So it's not of me. It's all of Him. And you might sit there, well, Phil, I'm an introvert. I'm all quiet. Nice excuse. No, I'm fine, thanks, Phil. I've got everything together. Why can't it be even better? So this morning, I just wanted to highlight the person of the Holy Spirit. And I feel, and I stand today, and before God, I ask for His forgiveness because I feel as though we've not created enough space and opportunity. And as your pastor, I need to repent of that. Because for me, He is the one that makes the difference. The one thing the world cannot manufacture or create is the presence of God, and that is exactly where we belong. I'm not interested in having great lights and great production if it doesn't carry the presence of God and doesn't enable us as a community, a family together, to come into His presence and experience life change. I'm not interested in putting on a great performance. I'm not interested in trying to preach my heart out and to impress you. I don't care if it doesn't lead us into the presence of God and for each of us to have that encounter and come into a greater awareness of who the Holy Spirit is so He can transform our lives from the inside out. We might as well just have Compass Social Club. Rock up for the great coffee and food and forget the rest of this stuff, because the world can do so much better than what we're presenting here today. But the world cannot produce or manufacture the presence of God. And that is what I long for, and that's what I hunger for, and that's what's changed my life. And I want you to encounter that if you haven't already. And some of you sit here and you go, yeah, I remember when. It doesn't have to be in the past tense. It can be in the present tense. Maybe I do need to get back to some of my crazy teenage years where I just didn't care and I just did some crazy stuff and had to drop somebody off at the Spencer Street train station this morning about 7 o'clock and I'm feeling not great. But we began to talk about what we were like when we were 16 and in our early 20s. Just a crazy passion and zeal. And I began to feel kind of like, oh, gee, I'm old. Seriously, man up, Phil. Man. Why have I shrunk back from the presence of God? And I'm done. So I'm just going to ask, let's just close this service in prayer. And I understand if you need to go, please do that respectfully. But all we're going to do for the next however long is we're just going to spend time. We're just going to spend time in the presence of God. And I want us to give tribute and honor and respect to the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, in this place. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And I want us to be a church who desperately long for the presence of God, that we hunger and we thirst after Him, that we don't get comfortable or apathetic or familiar with His presence. So, Father, this morning, I thank You that we can come and You're not mad with us. Lord God, whether there's times when we have got in the way of what You've wanted to do, then I say, I'm sorry, Lord. But God, we long for You to pour out Your Holy Spirit to move through this place. As Colleen said this morning, Father, I know that there are people that are battling. And our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. There may even be strongholds represented in this room this morning, Father, that I know with total conviction that can only come down when we have an encounter with Your presence. It's Your anointing that breaks the yoke. It's Your presence that brings salvation and healing and joy, deliverance. So, Father, this morning we close this service in one sense, but more importantly, we open it up to You, Holy Spirit, right now. I just honor Your presence. Pray You'd bless Your people, those that need to go now, Father. I pray You'd bless them. Pray that they could have just a fantastic week. Keep them, make Your face to smile upon them. Bless, Lord God, their comings and their goings. Let everything that their hand is put to do this week, let it be blessed in Jesus' name. And may You be glorified through their lives, we pray. But right now, Holy Spirit, we honor You. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. So if you need to go, please feel free. But from this moment on, if you want to come and stand out the front or kneel out the front, or you just want to stay where you are, as I said, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I don't know about you, but I need my Jesus. I need His presence in my life. I need the Holy Spirit in my life more. More than I need a daily coffee. More than the air I breathe. Holy Spirit, come. Touch hearts and lives in this place. We honor You, Holy Spirit. We honor You in this place. We honor You in this place. We hunger and we thirst after You, Lord God. Praise You, Lord Jesus. Praise You, Lord Jesus. Lord, if You say You're going to give us bread, You don't turn around and give us a stone. You've given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the resurrection power, is available to us this morning. Pray, come, Holy Spirit, fill people afresh in this place. Go beyond our doubts. Go beyond our fears. Go beyond even our intellect, Father God, because you're so much smarter than what we are. We wait on you. We wait on you. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord God. That's it. Just thank you and open heaven. Open heaven. We wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you. I need you. I need you. To be a better husband, to be a better dad. I need your Holy Spirit. I need you. To be a better pastor, I need your Holy Spirit. I need you in my life. Come, fill us afresh. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You know, I believe that the criteria for having that encounter with the Holy Spirit, as I've been referring to, is firstly to confess and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then just simply ask. You don't need a theological degree to ask. It's just a heart of saying, God, if this is what you want for my life, then I'm open. Fill me afresh this morning. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your presence. Just a supernatural impartation in this place right now, I pray, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. So if you're not sure, just ask. Say, God, just fill me afresh. Just from the front to the back, to the left, to the right. We honor you, Holy Spirit, that you would come. Come and comfort. Come and bring healing. Come and bring joy. Come bring liberty and freedom. Come and break the chains of bondage in Jesus' name. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength in Jesus' name through the power of the Holy Ghost. We honor you. We adore you, Holy Spirit, in this place as you come to magnify Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. We wait on you. We wait on you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. You know, Mike, you know without a shadow of doubt, mate, that the hand of God is on your life. I'm stating the obvious, but today I just want to reaffirm and affirm in you that call that's on your life. That God has set you apart. That this part of your journey is about setting you apart, just that you would draw nearer and nearer to Him. That it wouldn't just be about the security of people that you know, but your total security is found in Him. And He wants to reveal things to you. And again, I'm stating the obvious, but your effectiveness in ministry is directly related to your own personal level of intimacy with Him. And just remember, there's that song, Come Away With Me, Come Away With Me, Come Away With Me. And that's God's call to you this morning, is come away with me. I have things to show you. I have things to reveal to you. I know that what you're going through is a means to an end, and I don't say that in a derogatory way. I just know that you are learning and you're growing. But what God has in store, no man can stop. Call of God is irrevocable. We can run, but we can't hide. So just run into His arms. Run into His arms. I pray, Father God, this morning, according to your word, through the laying on of hands, stir up the gifts. We stir up the gifts in Jesus' name. Fan into flame. Fan into flame. Father God, just a fresh release of creativity in His life, Father God. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. You know, I understand sometimes, church, you know, how Jesus in some ways felt, because when he went to his hometown, people didn't believe because they just saw him as Jesus, the carpenter kid that grew up in their neighborhood. And I know that when I go and preach elsewhere, that it would appear to me, and maybe it's my own lack of faith, but that God would move so much more strongly and powerfully when I go elsewhere. And that's partly, yeah, what comes with the visiting speaker, and there's a different expectation. And you know me, but this morning, could I just ask that God is not looking for your ability, he's just looking for your availability. He's just looking for those that are hungry, that are thirsty. He's not looking to how much you know or don't know. He's not looking at how bad you have or haven't been. It's in this moment right here and now that God's saying, I love you. I've got good things for you this morning. I want you to leave this place, God says, blessed, feeling lighter, feeling invigorated, feeling a fresh sense of hope, fresh awareness of my love. Spirit of the living God, breathe through this place. Go beyond any barriers or walls that we put up right now, I pray. We declare that Compass Church is just open. Open for you, Holy Spirit, to do whatever you want to do. No limits. We're not going to put you in a box. We hunger and we thirst after you unashamedly this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come and speak, Holy Spirit, come. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Father, I just pray that you would just make yourself real right now. Lord God, we can read about you. We can know about you. But Lord God, you desire more than that. You want us to know you personally and intimately. So I pray right now, Father God, just for a revelation of just what a loving, caring God you are, like never before. May it shift, Lord God, from an awareness to an intimate understanding, Father God, right now in this place. And we give you the glory. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. I thank you. Free in Jesus' name. Free in Jesus' name. We declare freedom in Jesus' name. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom right now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Just sense if you need healing in your life this morning, or maybe you want to stand in the gap for somebody. But if you need healing, if you're suffering pain or sickness, and maybe it's something you can or can't say, it doesn't matter, God knows. And sometimes, you know, I put it like this. Sometimes people ask me, Phil, have you got the faith to pray for me? And I go, not really. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. He's got the faith, and he's the one that heals. So let's ask Jesus to move in this place. Let's just allow, it's nothing to do with me. I don't take the credit. I don't take the blame. I'm just trusting Jesus. Sovereign God, if you need a healing touch in your life, just come and stand out the front. And I know, Mulyadi, I remember God gave a word over your life that you're going to move in the gift of healing. So we're going to start, get you to pray for people. So if you need a healing touch, just come and pray. Come and stand, and Mulyadi's going to come and he's going to pray with you. Just pray that there'd be just a release of that gift in this place today. Holy Spirit, as you will and purpose, we release that gift in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sovereign God, we honor you. We respect you. We love you, Holy Spirit. Speak to people now, I pray. Praise you, Jesus. 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 I just feel to pray for people this morning. You feel stuck. You feel as though you kind of been stuck in the same place for so long and you're not sure why. You've got to the place almost where you're just putting up with it because you think that's just the way things have to be. And whether that's because of a life-controlling issue in your life, whether it's a negative habit, whether it's just an attitude, a long-standing attitude, or whatever it may be. But you find yourself stuck. That's the word that I get this morning. You just find yourself stuck and you want to get out of it. Feel like you're in a rut. Definition of a rut is like being in a coffin with the ends kicked out and it's just one long groove of not living life at all. But this morning, if you're stuck, I'm going to believe with you this morning. One of the reasons the Holy Spirit has been given to us is that we can walk in power, we can walk in victory, walk in His authority, that we can reign with Him above our circumstance and we can claim victory. So if that's you, I just want you to put your hands out in front of you. Just as a sign to say, God, I'm acknowledging this morning that I'm stuck, but I'm also acknowledging that you, Holy Spirit, are going to give me the power, the strength, the wisdom, the courage to get unstuck, and you're going to catapult me into what's next for me. So if that's you, just lift your hands out in front of you. Father, Lord God, I thank you that as hands are raised, you see each and every precious person in this room, Lord, that feels as though they are stuck, and that's not what you have willed, that's not what you purposed for their life. So Lord God, we break those chains that are holding them back right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over these things in the name of Jesus. We declare freedom to come into, Lord God, these individuals' lives, their families, their health, Lord God, their mental health, Lord God, their relationships, their finances, their social life, every area of their life. May it just be permeated with the power and presence of the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, right now we pray breakthrough in Jesus' name. Lord God, no more limits, no more chains, no more, Lord God, conservatism, but God stepping into the dynamic life that you've got for them. Jesus, come through the power of your Holy Spirit in this place. Release freedom in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You know, sometimes we look around and we always think to ourselves or we ask the question, why them? Why do things have to work so well for them? Or how come they seem to be going so well? And when it comes to our relationship with God, it comes back down to that simple thing called availability. Somebody that we look up to and admire in the faith is somebody that has surrendered their life in fullness to Christ. And they are hungry and they're desperate. So if this morning you look at others and you compare yourself to others, God doesn't want you to do that because He's got a plan for your life. He wants your plan activated and fulfilled and He wants to give you everything you need for that to happen. But don't compare yourself, but simply just be hungry. Put aside the fear, put aside the pride. A lot of people are not comfortable in asking for help. And when it comes to the Holy Spirit, that's a big hindrance to Him moving in your life. We have to just surrender and say, God, I need you. I unashamedly need the Holy Spirit in my life. I need you, Holy Ghost. I need you, Holy Spirit. So if that's where you find yourself, that's all it takes. That's all God wants is a surrendered, open, available heart. We thank you, Jesus. Your plan for us is good. Your agenda is based and motivated out of a heart of love. Stir up the gifts, we pray. Let there be a release of the gifts of the Spirit according to your word. 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 and 14. Stemming all out of love. 1 Corinthians 13, but 1 Corinthians 12 and 14 is not just history to entertain, but it's history to be adopted and implemented and experienced today. So we pray for a release of the gifts in this place to edify, to build up, to encourage, to see strongholds broken down, for freedom to come, salvation to come, healing to come. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophetic words in Jesus' name. The gift of tongues, the interpretation of tongues. Praise you, Lord. Pray these things in accordance with your word. Praise you, Father. We hunger and we thirst for that supernatural dynamic in your church, for you to be free to move, Lord. Free to move, free to move. Praise you, God. We need you. God, we're desperate for you. God, I need you so much. Hear the cry of our heart. This community needs you, Jesus. This community needs you. Lord God, this city needs you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we need you. Be honored, be glorified, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Breathe. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Just release freedom, freedom in this place, healing, supernatural power of God in this place. We release it today. Praise you, Lord. Let every hindrance, let every chain, let every bondage, let every blockage just be removed in Jesus' name. Supernatural power of God flowing through this place. Let blind eyes see, let deaf ears hear, let the lame walk as they have an encounter with the Holy Ghost in this place. Holy Spirit, you minister Jesus' healing power in this place. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Edify, build up, encourage. There is freedom in this place. We speak freedom in this place. Praise you, Lord. Oh, may we not settle for anything less. We strive, we hunger, we thirst. We yearn, we long for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, we say yes to you, Holy Spirit. We say yes to you. We say yes to you, Holy Ghost. Kurababasiki shatarabasiki rabarabasiki. Kurababasiki shatarabasiki rabarabasiki. Praise you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. You're the one that saves. You're the one that heals. Jesus, you are the center of it all. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Ian, as you were worshiping this morning, as you were playing, I could see just like a radiant glow over your life. It's, I'm not saying it was like a halo or anything like that, but I just see this radiant glow over your life. And Proverbs says that humility comes before honor. And there is no doubt in my mind, for what I've seen consistently of your walk with the Lord, your relationship with your family and others around about you, there is a genuine humility in your life. And I just sense that just as you've got international involvement through work, I see that in the future God is going to open up international connections for you to help strengthen and build the body of Christ, but in some way internationally, beyond. So whenever the perceived end in your mind is when it comes to work, it's going to become pretty obvious pretty quickly that God has prepared you through the highs and the lows of everything that you've experienced. He's equipped you for a purpose that you cannot see yet, but it is significant, but it's an international significance. That God will honor, that as you've humbled yourself, He will lift you up. And it's not what you look for, it's not what you want, but that's why God's going to do it anyway. And even in the midst of that, you will continue to be humble. But I see a strong international kind of sense of call. You'll go about it quietly. You'll go about it incredibly efficiently. And as always, you will do it with excellence and you will do it well. But you need to know that the future is in God's hands. That you need to be reminded today that as you've seen in your family, as you've seen in those around you, that God has ordered steps and He's opened doors of opportunity and He's provided ways and means, that rest assured He's already done that for you. In fact, He's setting up relationships internationally that you will be an answer to their prayer. And I see a bigness in that. And I don't know whether it's to do with an organization that will have a global influence in terms of crusades and ministry sort of stuff. I don't know. The picture I see before me is a massive stadium, and I just see bleachers, I see grandstands, and I see somehow with your experience and your knowledge and ability that you've helped to make it happen. Just all the behind the scenes stuff. But be affirmed and be blessed today in Jesus' name. Just as we are so blessed by you, having you and your family in our church, and your humility and your servant heart, that God will not, has not forgotten you. But it's without sounding cheesy or too Pentecostal, it's bigger than what you think it's going to be. Father, I pray that you would bless Ian and Joan this morning. I thank you for these faithful people. Lord God, I thank you for the strength they are to me personally. I just pray you bless them, Father. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. In Jesus' name, bless them. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. If you're aged 18 to 30, I just want you to stand up. If you're aged 18 to 30, if I can just ask you to stand up, just feel I got to pray for you guys. If you're not sure, I'm a bit worried. Inclusive of 18 and 30, if you want to get technical, but yes. And if you've got a heart and passion to see Jesus glorified in our community, our universities, our workplaces, and you're standing near these guys, why don't you just walk over near them and just rest your hand on their shoulder, because we're just going to bless these guys this morning. If there's somebody standing here, let's make sure nobody stands alone. Nobody sits alone, no one stands alone at Compass. We don't want that. This is the priesthood of all believers. We're all ministers for Christ. So let's just go and, according to Scripture, lay hands on them. And I want us just to start to pray blessing and strength and a release of the power of God in their lives. That something would switch this morning in their life. There would always be a switch would get flicked in their lives this morning afresh. That it would just be a greater intensity and hunger and just sense of courage just infusing their very being to transform their uni, to transform their workplace. I ask for that release this morning in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come and set these hearts on fire. Lord God, an attitude of I don't care what the world says or thinks. I'm going to be a Jesus freak. I'm going to be a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. We release a boldness and a courage in Jesus' name. We speak out a tenacity, Lord God, that will not relent, that will not shrink back. But this morning, Father God, a fire set in their soul that they can't contain and they can't control. May that be true for all of us. But Lord God, for those that are standing right now, wind of the Holy Spirit, blow. Breath of God, breathe. Fire of the Holy Spirit, come. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.